centerpiece. And my readers, want to come on up? So in a world where the wheat and weeds grow in the same field, where suffering and greed often seem to us to be as plentiful as joy and justice, the call to bless comes to us. Swelling in our hearts, the call to single out the gracious of this life with words of thanksgiving and beauty. By blessing all this bread, we call an end to all the subtle complicities which mar the justice of bread and board. Bread and board, which are the unconditional right of our sisters and brothers around the world. As this bread was once scattered across the field and through the effort of work, gathered and brought forth to this table as nourishment, so may the people of our common earth, scattered across the fields of woe, be gathered through the marvelous effort of mercy into a world where neither nourishment nor justice nor love is ever rare. Let us give thanks.
For the sun like an orange hanging against the granite sky, for the moon like a grin of a Cheshire cat, for elm trees black against an impossible blue, for song of whale, lark, and wind, for muscles set hard against the chill of the night, for blood in the cup of our steady hearts, for scent of new-mown grass aflame in our lungs, for taste of fresh baked bread, for all these tender mercies we give thanks. Please join us in singing verse 1 of page 128.
For truth tellers and angry prophets, for martyrs' stubbornness and tyrant court, for them who crack swords on knee and uplift the fallen oppressed in the crook of an arm, for pageantry of art, towers clean and tall against the clouds, for tenor of viol, cry of trumpets and fingers dancing over ivory keys, for all these tender mercies, we give thanks.
For sting on conscience deep planted, for dreams which soar, enchant and reveal, for tears which cleanse, for laughter which brings aches to the side, for empathetic glances and sudden embraces, and for the rule of joy and love in an indifferent world, for all these tender mercies we give thanks.
Does not move, whatsoever does not change, whatsoever does not transform is not alive. Therefore, come now, Spirit of life, and move in us, and in this sign that we too may break the boundaries of our crustiness, our shyness, and our fear, and open our hearts to one another, that we may grow yet more merciful and compassionate, that no living or inanimate being shall be outside the circle of our concern and growing love. We are as one body. The rhythm that moves our hearts moves the hearts of those who sit next to us and moves the farthest star in its path. I invite you now to take, therefore, and eat as pledge to the growth of mercy in this world. Our youth will be bringing baskets of bread to all. As you give bread to one another, take a moment to look at one another's eyes and see the beauty there. I invite you all to rise now and join in our unison reading. Having shared this beckoning feast, we have pledged ourselves to the new day. The lion will lay down with the lamb. The broken will begin to mend, and laughter will ring aloud where once it was never heard. We will neither oppress nor hurt each other, and we vow never to take pride or life or property from anyone, friend or foe. Our hope is to model a better future with lives of integrity, joy, and fortitude. May ours be the holy will to peaceful living, which will prove salvation to our common world. Amen.